This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the president of the National Health Freedom Coalition, and we've got the big event coming up June the 10th, 11th, and 12th in St. Paul, Minnesota. Roseanne Lindsay is with me. Woo, Roseanne.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be here.
It's good to be with you, as always, and we've got a lot of great health freedom discussion to have happen, but I think that if we're going to embrace freedom, do we not have to understand the rules of whatever terrain we're living in? Otherwise, we could be secretly or covertly or overtly enslaved through fear of the way they want you to believe it works versus the way it actually works. And I know I'm being kind of surreptitious in my discussion here of setting up your new article, but it really goes deep as to what people, even the medical community, don't know.
Yeah, you're setting it up perfectly, because what is happening is that we're coming to a head where there's two different views that have established themselves over the last 200 years. Actually, before 200 years ago, everybody embraced holism. And this is where, people saw the body and mind as one, that, it included the spirit, and it included our ability to heal ourselves. And then fast forward 200 years ago, the practice of medicine decided to embrace a different view. They chucked the holistic view, which was all about the law of the terrain, which you talk about, and they developed this modern medicine reductionist view, where the body is a machine and it's broken down to its chemical constituents. And that's when Pasteur developed his germ theory of disease, where he created the sphere of an invisible external agent, the germ. And what we really are talking about here are two different views, and we are being stuck and corralled into one view when really it's really about holism. We have to take the message, the narrative, back to holism to understand that it's our cells and our microbes are working together. It's all about cooperation. And when we're looking at this view of this reductionist modern medicine view, it's all about conflict. So we look around, our world, and we see conflict everywhere, and if something's not working, and it's because we're looking at the wrong view. So in this article that I wrote, I said, the virus is not a cause of the disease, because it's part of us. And this is a campaign, a PR campaign that was developed 200 years ago when the Rockefeller Foundation, the Institute of Medical Research, which was funded by the Federal Reserve Bank, which were both established in 1913.
Yeah, now we're talking 100 years plus ago at this point. So, yeah. And by the way, the headline in your article is awesome. The virus, to be or not to be. And I love your opening. It's intriguing. And I'm like, what is that? People are going to look, what do you mean, to be or not to be? That is what we want you to do. Dig into this article and let's kind of get that overview. As you said, the PR campaign that put up the boogeyman, right, that made an enemy that we all had to hate and fear and attack and poison and kill. And, of course, the enemy became us, because if the virus is us and part of us, what are we really attacking?
Right. It's our immune system. We're attacking our own cells. And basically, that's what they tried to do with the vaccine program. In 1967, the Public Health Service was campaigning for this measles vaccine. And they wanted to take the narrative and say, we need to eradicate this. This is an outside enemy, and we need to promote this. Everybody needs to be injected with this vaccine to protect your body, because the enemy is on the outside. And so I found this recently when I was doing some research, and this was what they said. They said, until very recently, the deep respect for the biological balance of the human race with the measles virus had become accepted doctrine. They call it doctrine notice. So they're shifting your view as you're reading it. They first say there's deep respect, and then they say it's a doctrine, like dogma. Yeah. And then they say eradication was not considered to be scientifically tenable. So then they go on and say, you know, with the isolation of the measles virus and the development of this extensive field testing with several potent and effective vaccines, the tools are at hand to eradicate the infection. And so they say by 1967, we're going to have measles eradicated for good off the face of the planet.
Right.
The fact is, it never happened.
Yeah. Could we be any more arrogant as a species? Something's been around since whenever, as the beginning of time, as far as we know. Suddenly, in a couple of years now, we've got this master miracle thing, and it's gone. Like, man, do you have any intelligence left in you, right? And I look back at this, and I'm like, we really bought a lie, but it was such a big lie. And it was, as you said, programmed into being over time. It wasn't instantaneous, even though that point was a pivotal moment where they said, okay, let's target this specific campaign about measles.
Yeah, and the thing is, the outbreaks continue. The outbreaks, the measles infections are more dangerous and hazardous than they used to be under natural, you know, the natural infection process. And that's because the measles virus doesn't really exist. It's made up of structures from normal cells. So what they did is, when people actually go looking for these viruses, whether there's measles virus or influenza virus or HIV virus, they are not finding them. The viruses suddenly disappear because they can't live outside a normal cell. They're part of the cell. It's this pleomorphism that happens within the cell based on changing conditions of its environment. So it's, you know, some people have called this the endobiome. It is a transformative part of us. It's how we change over time. You know, we're just like our microbes. So when they actually went looking for evidence using genetic testing, they found that it's a genetic myth, that these viruses don't exist. They actually have, the constituents of what they call a virus are actually parts of our own cells. So when we take a vaccine and inject it, we're actually targeting our own cell constituents. And that's why these measles rashes are much more dangerous than through natural infection.
Also, it brings to mind the rise in autoimmune diseases, where the immune system seemingly attacks the cells of self that I believe have been corrupted due to, you know, many things. Simplicity speaks as toxicity deficiency, but in this construct of vaccination, it's direct injection, which then targets immune response against ourself rather than these so-called external viruses that we catch, which I believe we do not. We create from within, and as you said, they are part of us, but this is almost a bridge too far for people to consider, Roseanne.
Well, nobody wants to, you know, basically call them on their foundation. And they are riding on a shaky foundation of this medical science and the germ theory. This germ theory can be disproven, and it has been in actually a court situation. You know, the German federal court heard a case by a man who wanted to have somebody prove that it existed, instead of just believe that it does existed. And when they went to prove it, like I said, they didn't find it. So this is what we need to maybe consider doing is, instead of having the germs laugh at us because they're part of us, we can actually maybe use this first court case as a precedent-setting case and go back into the court under their jurisdiction using their rules, because they're not listening to us. When we talk about holism, they're just not even listening. So let's go into their jurisdiction and ask them to prove it. It's the same strategy we can use to keep the mandates away from affecting us. We can ask them to prove that we have no rights. Mm-hmm. So it's a parallel strategy.
I like it. It's putting them on the defense. We're going on the offense, and that's a good thing. Now, folks, in the article by Roseanne, we have it at natureofhealing.org, her website, and it's also published in a few other places as well, which I'm pleased to see. There is a link, a hyperlink within the article that you can read, and it goes to the German Federal Supreme Court ruling that said, you know what, there is no measles virus. You guys haven't proved it. So what does that mean then? When we see, let's say, these skin manifestations, I call them childhood rites of passage, right? Homeopathically, we can address these things safely. Normally, of course, we find that doesn't impair the immune system by doing natural things to support it, but it actually strengthens it. Evidence is in the peer-reviewed literature showing the lower incidences of certain chronic diseases and autoimmune diseases and even cancer by naturally going through these rites of passage.
Yeah, and you know, homeopathy was the original vaccination, and they have corrupted it with their own, by adding toxins and other things. They don't even use the foundation of what homeopathy is all about, which goes to holism. And you are the perfect point person to talk about this in your, you know, in your shows and in your lectures to bring this back to homeopathy, because that's who we are. That's under the laws of nature. We heal ourselves and we use medicines to help our bodies do that, because it's the wisdom of the body that allows that to happen, not some outside doctor that tries to hold the keys to our bodies, because that doesn't happen in reality.
Beautiful. Last week I mentioned, you just said the laws of nature. Of course, you talk about Nature of Healing, your website. And I mentioned in a reference to the Founding Fathers, those that have constructed the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. And I mentioned the laws of nature and nature's God. And I know we talked briefly about that last week, not on the air. I thought you might want to add more insight into that before we go to break here real quick.
Well, in nature, everything strives for balance, homeostasis. When we see nature, it all works for holism, and that's exactly what our bodies do. So we have to basically reconnect to nature to understand that. When we use the tools of nature, our bodies know what to do with it. Our bodies act on the original, you know, the intelligence that it contains within. So it's all about, you know, finding our answers within ourselves. We don't need other people's opinions to tell us who we are. That basically, to me, is what the law of nature is. It just brings us back to ourselves.
Well, it's a reconnection, if you will. I don't know that we can actually disconnect, but we can certainly, through beliefs and actions and behaviors, pretend and act as if we are disconnected. And in that case, others come in to replace that deep connection to source, right? And they say, well, no, I'm your source, right? I am the source of your power, your rights, which then are relegated to privileged status, which is a distinct difference. Listen, we're going to come back from this break with Roseanne Lindsay and discuss further about, you know, the measles virus not existing, philosophical fundamental concepts of health and healing, and also encourage all of y'all to join us at the National Health Freedom Congress that is happening June 10th, 11th, and 12th in St. Paul, Minnesota. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you're suffering from backaches and arthritis, safe, soothing, odorless Topperson Pain Relief Cream is for you. Topperson will also help your everyday aches and pains, joint pain, muscle cramping, and much more. Topperson is so sure you'll find our products beneficial, we're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Topperson Pain Relief Cream is available at CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and at thousands of independent pharmacies and natural markets. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Transformation of consciousness is often something we talk about on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Roseanne Lindsay really gets that, digs it, and goes deeper than almost anybody we talk with on the air here. So I appreciate you so much, Roseanne. And as we're talking about the measles things, there's some shocking revelations you write about in your article, and we've mentioned the measles virus doesn't exist. We brought up things like this about hepatitis C, HIV. So it's not surprising to me, and maybe some of our listeners are ready to, you know, go, okay, okay, but there are a lot of people that may never get it. It's like a schism. There's like, you know, two different worlds happening right now simultaneously. What can we do? Can we change those folks too, or what do we got to do?
Well, I like to say that we can't change the world, but we can change the world we occupy. So we can affect our own surroundings, just like a microbe can change within its surroundings. We can do that, but we have to be open to doing that. And, you know, the article that you're going to talk about, mm-hmm. that I know that you're going to talk about next, is this the situation where this child was on an airplane and had measles, and people are all scared about this mm-hmm. kid, and he's got this bad rash, and people don't understand that this kid was vaccinated, and they're saying that vaccination has eradicated measles, and if you get vaccinated, you will never get the measles, and yet it's staring us in the face. These children who have the measles have been vaccinated.
Yeah, the lie becomes manifest right before your eyes, but of course they can spin it in such a way that the people who want to believe, right? The authoritarians, the authorities, and don't want to have the disillusionment happen to them. As you said, you can't change them. That concept can't change. I love that quote. Can I quote you on that? Is that your quote? It's beautiful. We can't change the world, but we can change the world we occupy.
You can say it. It's not mine.
I can't wait until your new book comes out, but this is great. Very exciting. So, Roseanne, this idea of, again, of people that love, and I say they love to live in fear, but they're certainly acting like they do versus those of us who said, you know what, I'm tired of the fear game. I really want to embrace the ability to co-create our lives and to move beyond the fear. Again, recognizing that not everybody's there, so how do we coexist?
Well, we look at the two views and decide which view that we want to choose. Our perception changes based on our view. So we can look at the two views and know they exist side by side. As you just said, there's this non-dualistic view that shows us that we're each a spark of God, you know, a fractal of the whole, a mini universe within the multiverse. Or we can look at ourselves as dualistic. We're always in conflict. There's separation of everything. But the problem is when we look at nature, we see the truth, because in nature, there are no steady states. There's no separation. Everything works in tandem together. If there is any stagnation, it's temporary. It's called death. But really, we transcend that. Shortly after death, there is new life. We look at the cycles and the seasons, and everything continues to go forward. So it's a non-linear existence that we can choose to take as our view.
Well, how do we then move forward when we have, you know, people that actively fight against us because they're in that worldview of antagonism, it's us versus them, and we're, you know, you're saying, well, let's try to transcend that, recognize that it all works together, it's all connected, and this is not a collectivist worldview either. I mean, it honors the individual, but recognizing that others don't perceive it the way we do, how do we protect ourselves? Because we know the protection coming from the media or medicine and vaccines is fictitious.
Yeah, well, this takes us back to freedom and liberty, and we can choose what we want for ourselves. We can withdraw consent. We can ignore what we don't, focus on what we want and not what we don't want. So it's how we live our lives as to what happens surrounding us. What happens on the outside is reflective of what happens on the inside. So the more we look around and see this conflict, the more we know we have to change something within ourselves. And when we do that, we see the change. Perception changes. And that's how we can change the world. But right now, with all of this conflict happening, when people are trying to tell us who we are with mandates, we can just say, we do not consent. We're not accepting that. And no is the answer. We don't have to go and fight them where they are, because that's what they want. They want a fight.
Yeah. Let them prove you have no rights. Go ahead. Make that your argument. Like, as I said, you guys can believe what you want to believe. We've talked about the skeptics over the years. It's like, we got no problem. You believe that? Fine. But I draw the line when you try to make those beliefs my beliefs. And, of course, then you have to argue against freedom. And good luck with that one. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. I'm out of time with Roseanne Lindsay. She's got so much to do and so much great writing coming. We're looking forward to your book, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the National Health Freedom Congress coming up June 10th, 11th, and 12th.
You as well, Robert. Thank you.
All right, check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The Transformational Power of Water. Paul Barratera is going to join us after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barratera from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is one of the most profound ways you can restore your health? Obviously, it's through water, or it should be obvious. And Paul Bertero is back to reveal what we can do technologically, practically, and right now to protect ourselves, our family, our kids, because man, oh man, what's in the water, Paul?
Oh, hydrogen, baby. Hydrogen.
Yeah, well, you're talking the good stuff, but man, look at this article here. I don't know if you saw this. You're probably drinking microplastics with your bottled water. My gosh, well, people are buying bottled water. They don't know what they're getting.
Well, you know, with all the plastic surgery, they're wanting to become more and more plastic.
Why not? Let's just drink it, too. It'll go right to our boobies. Well, yeah, maybe, right? Plastics and, of course, xenoestrogens, they're all there. But, my gosh, the results of this analysis, Paul, this is worse than we thought. We've talked about, like, hundreds, if not thousands, of chemical constituents leaching into the water because they make these plastics and you know, they don't let them breathe out and you know, degas or whatever. And so it ends up in the water. But who right. knew plastic debris, literally, you're drinking plastic pieces that are coming in with this water.
Wow. It's scary to think about, actually, because, I mean, literally, you're ingesting that. And my question, where is it going? How long does it take the body? Does the body just immediately reject it being a foreign entity? Or, you know, obviously, if it's so small in nanoparticles that you can't see it with the naked eye,
mm-hmm.
where is it going? What's it doing? I mean, you know, oh, my, I can't imagine the poor women in this world with the estrogen issues that could cause.
Yeah, or the men, as we see all the crazy gender talk, right? There's a reason. There's a biochemical reason that this is also happening. Now, they are claiming they don't know how these microplastics are affecting our health, but they do see it build up in what? In animals and fish.
Right.
So we know that biological entities are accumulating this plastic. And they know that it alters behavior. They know that it affects hormones. And that also, not just animals, but humans are vulnerable in this case.
Absolutely. I mean, anything you put in the body is going to affect the body. I was, you know, you and I are doing Trinity, right?
Mm-hmm.
For natural health. And I was going through a process on skin. And Judy Masters was doing the lecture. And she made a comment that I thought was amazing. She said, you know, anything you wouldn't put in a spoonful, put it in your mouth, why would you put it on your body?
Yeah.
I tell you, it made me think about it because we know that through the skin is going to be a fast blood. But let me tell you, putting these plastics in your mouth, being nanoparticles, you know, where is it going? Where is it absorbing? What's happening with the stomach acid? Because I don't think acid's breaking down plastic.
No.
I don't know that it's designed to break down plastic. So then it goes in the intestinal tract. You know, what's happening there? What's binding? What's doing? I mean, this is an amazing topic, you know?
Yeah. Listen to this, Paul. This study, they tested 259 bottles produced by 11 different companies, purchased in 9 different countries. So we've got listeners all over the world, so don't think this is just an American problem. They dropped
right.
some red dye into the bottles because the dye sticks to the
right.
plastics, okay?
Right.
So
right.
that, you know, differentiated from the water, which it floats. The scientists found an average of 10.4 plastic particles per liter, but
right.
that doesn't
right.
oh, 10, that's not bad. Well, is it? Listen to this. Some bottles had no plastic. Granted, there are a few, but a liter of Nestle Pure Life. You know Nestle, those great
yeah.
incorporated, they buy up all the water rights and they
yeah.
bottle it.
Yeah.
There were 10,000 particles of plastic floating in a liter of Nestle Pure Life and is everywhere.
Wow.
10,000.
That's crazy.
Oh, I know. And then we go to look at municipal treated water, right? So they think,
right.
okay, well, we'll drink tap water. Well, they found that 83% of tap water samples contain microplastics.
Right.
83%, it's double what they thought. In plastic, it's double, but in the plastic bottles. But still, we have got to advance our filtration technology. We've got to
yeah.
turn water into what water is meant to be for our bodies and not a detrimental carrier agent of plastic residue debris in addition to all the synthetic chemicals in the plasticizers.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy to think about because, you know, we're in the hydrogen delivery. We're using water to deliver hydrogen. I can't imagine if my tagline was, we're a plastic delivery company delivering plastic to you through water.
Wow. You know, and people are getting delivery of plastic bottled water. And again, I know their intentions are good to try and get, you know, cleaner water than the tap. But I think efficiency of what the system is right now, I've come to the conclusion that we've got to filter the water coming into our homes. I would ideally say everybody should have a whole house filtration, but at the very least, filters on their showers and filters
yeah.
right at the point of use, like at the sink where you're usually getting your water for cooking and cleaning and drinking.
Absolutely. I mean, you and I both have been talking about this for years, but the reality is we cannot rely on municipalities to clean the water to the degree that you and I may like it. Maybe other people are okay with the level of filtration. For you and I, and most others, it's up to us to decide what level of toxicity we want in tap water or our municipal. But now we're talking about bottled water, and it was sold to us as what? The healthier solution, the cleaner solution, the more pure solution. So, I've been saying, what, for 3 years of my lectures, imagine if the gender issues were a result of the bottled water industry.
Oh, a big part of it, I believe, is contributed to by that issue, as we're learning more about the xenoestrogenic effects of these petrochemical-based plastics. So there's no question there's a physical explanation. I'm not saying it's the only thing, but it's a big part of it, folks. And there's technology available through my friend Paul, who you love as I love. He's awesome. And it's Synergy Science. You go to robertswater.com, you'll learn about it. And there's some new advanced updates in terms of filtration, whole house, as well as point of use. And Paul, if you can take a few minutes now to update us, because you just keep moving forward and moving this technology, making it even better.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the Synergy home filter, we've been selling for a while now, and actually we're selling quite a few of them. People are really happy with the water. First of all, we have a pre-filter, which is a 20 micron. Then it goes through all the proprietary filtration internally to remove metals, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, you know, chromium 6, all these kind of things. Then there's a post filter that's a 0.5 micron, so very, very small particle size catcher. And so that is able to clean the water to the point where you could drink the water from any place in the home.
Including your shower head, you know, after it's coming through. Right. You've got super clean water you're bathing in. Remember, you can absorb through the skin a lot of stuff. So, again, whole house filtration. And by the way, our good friend, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has been, you know, obviously an advocate for this kind of concept. But he's tested your filtration technology, has he not?
Yeah, and he has the filter. They have one of the home filters, and we're very impressed. And, of course, they promote our technology, you know, the machines, the Echo machines and the systems, our saunas, all of it. He's a huge supporter and just a wonderful man who I love much.
Yes, and Mike, again, doesn't suffer for fools. He tests stuff to the nth degree before he gets behind it. So we know Mike is diligent in that. So what is the update on the Echo water filtration system that also, again, the key here is the hydrogen? We've been talking about the evolution into pH-neutral hydrogen in the water.
Right.
Are there new machines we need to know about?
Yeah, so I'm just finishing a new machine that I've been working on for a while, and it is going to be the amazing machine. So it's a simpler machine. It's just going to produce water with dissolved hydrogen with no pH change. So whatever the pH of the source water coming into it, it doesn't change. People can use it with reverse osmosis, distilled water, tap water, well water, whatever. It's going to have the Echo filtration that everyone loves and Mike Adams loves, and is a very, very robust filter. And the machine itself can be used on top of the counter or under sink, just like all of our machines. But now I've developed it so that if the water line going to the refrigerator is under the sink as well, which some homes it is, the valve is there under the sink, you could also connect this machine to the refrigerator so that their ice and their chilled water that they can get will be hydrogen enriched and already filtered from our machine. So people are really, really excited.
That's a really cool advancement. So, again, this simplifies also the machines themselves. It probably even, I'm guessing, makes them even more affordable for folks that have been waiting to get an Echo machine.
Yes, it'll be $800 less than the other machine. And if you're getting it under sink, it'll be $1,200 less. You know, so yes, it is more affordable. And literally, for just above $20 a month, they can have that system installed in their home. Very, very affordable.
Yeah, I've been out in Arizona all week, and I talk with a lady who's getting water delivered into her home every week, and it's costing her like $85 to $100 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, and you think about that. For $20 a month, you can have a system, and you'll never have to ship water into your home ever again. And, you know, take the water with you like we do when we're going out on trips or sending our kids out to sports events. We fill their water bottles up with it, and they're good to go.
Right. The other big thing that's happened is we launched a new website. Mm-hmm. So we launched our new website that we've been working on forever, and it feels like it. And not only does it have a beautiful look, you know, Jason, our marketing director, my younger brother, mm-hmm. he did an amazing job in getting the website together, but he also redid the whole back office. For those that are naturopaths or medical professionals or health gurus or anyone that has a wellness center, whoever you are, if you want to promote health and wellness to people, we do have people that promote our systems. And now we have a very robust, beautiful back office that enables you to do all the things easily. So we're excited about that.
So folks, the folks that already have the ecosystem in the healthcare fields, you want to promote it, there's a way to do that and benefit from it as well. So you can tap yep. into, you know, what we call, you know, a hydrogen health revolution in a sense.
Hydrolution.
Hydrolution. I like it. It's awesome. So we've got a lot of new things that are happening. Check it out. Links all the way drive through to the new website as well at robertswater.com, synergyscience.com. Paul Bertero, tell us the phone number, the toll-free for those that want to give a call to you and talk and chat it up.
Awesome. 1-800-337-7017. 1-800-337-7017.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're going to filter out all the nasty. We're going to put in only the good stuff, and that is that hydrogen that supercharges all the minerals, the whole food nutrition that you do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Paul, my brother, I am so appreciative of you. I got to recheck in with Super Don. He wants to talk about a different kind of animal milk. I don't know what it is. We're going to find out after the break. Stay with us.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show. All right, before we get into the milk question that Super Don is bringing to the table today, we gotta say once again, thanks to Paul Baratero, thanks to Roseanne Lindsay, thanks to Rudolph DeVet. What a great, great show heading into the weekend. Hope you enjoy it, folks. I'm heading back to the home studio for Sunday. Maybe there'll be a little humidity. I don't know, but I'm ready for it, whatever it is. Upcoming events, Northern Colorado Hemp Expo, April 6th and 7th. I want to see you in Atlanta at the Alive Expo, April 21st, 22nd. Total Health in Toronto, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. And that's Toronto, Canada. And Treating Cancer with Cannabis, Detroit, Michigan, June the 3rd. And then the United States Health Freedom Congress. We talked briefly about that with Roseanne Lindsay, June 10th, 11th, 12th. And even before all of that happens, the 27th of March will be a Tuesday evening live broadcast from the Healthy Buddha in Mount Dora, Florida. Why? Because Kratom. That's why. And so we're going to have fun at that one, Super D. I wish you could be there with me at that live event. We'll be drinking Kratom on the air.
Yay, Kratom Bar. Do you need a designated driver for that?
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering, and I wonder if
you might.
If he's going to shut us down. On that. Hey, you know, what if we should add, like, make it a mixing event where you mix drinks, and maybe we can add some platypus milk into the Kratom. What do you think of that?
Platypus milk, yes. Yeah. That is the topic of this closing segment of the show today. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of do know
about you.
You
do know about me a little bit. But
listen, there are all kinds of superfoods out there, right? Yes, yes. You know, I mean, there's this stuff and that stuff. Some of it seems kind of bizarre. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. When I first heard you talking about and Dr. King talking about camel milk, yes. I was kind of like, camel milk? But you know what? I mean, listen, it has a great nutritional, profile. Yeah. You know, and so, okay, great. Well,
one hump or two, by the way, Super Dumb.
There you go. That's right. So anyway, so here comes the next thing on the horizon here, and this apparently is supposed to be something that may be able to combat the antibiotic resistance that we're seeing going on, the superbugs, and it is indeed platypus milk. Now,
wow.
I don't think about a platypus very often,
but
it's funny because I was looking at the picture of it, and, you know, I look at a platypus, and, you know, it's got a duck's beak.
Yes.
And it's got poisonous feet.
Whoa.
and it's a mammal, but it lays eggs, but it doesn't have teats. It sweats the milk out. Looking at this, I'm going, you know what? When God was making the earth,
yes,
he was just like, okay, I'm going to make my first animal, and he like sneezed or something as he was doing it or something like that, and created the platypus because it was the most bizarre animal, I think, on the face of the earth.
That it's still alive after all of these eons is a testament to the sneeze went well. It's just an unusual animal. True, I know. Duck's beak, venomous feet, but lays eggs. Yeah. But it's a mammal. Wow, so it sweats the milk. I'm thinking, what do you do just like,
I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Milk it, but they're saying the milk from the platypus could be the cure for all antibiotic resistance.
It's got an antibacterial protein in it that might do the job. So I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we'll see platypus milk. You know, the other thing they mentioned in here, again, another one of those animals you don't hear about very often, Komodo dragon blood.
Whoa.
Is being checked for a potential new antibiotic.
Folks, we don't need to bother the Komodo dragon. We don't need to bother the platypus because we already have things to address antibiotic-resistant microbes. Silver hydrosol, modulating the immune system in general, homeopathic remedies. There's so many things here, folks. And I feel for the platypus because now people are going to be rubbing up against it or trying to suck on the
licking a platypus.
Yeah, licking a platypus. I don't recommend you do that to a Komodo dragon because those are pretty nasty beasts. But folks, it's an amazing world of creation and all the things on it. And I don't doubt there could be some unique properties in the milk of a platypus or the blood of a Komodo dragon. But my gosh, if we already have the ability to address antimicrobial drugs that are basically, you know, not effective because the microbes are resistant. Why do we need to mess with platypi or platypoo or platypus? Platypuses?
Platypi.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know.
I'm certainly
more than
not,
one platypus.
I'm
what
certainly
that called?
Not mentioning the Komodo dragon in any way, shape, or form because they can come after you and they got a nasty bite. Folks, we're out of time. Great show, Super D. Well put together as always. I look forward to being back in the home studio. You have a great, I guess, St. Patrick's Day Canuck broadcast in the meantime.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll not drink some green beer. We might wear something green tomorrow, but in the meantime, we'll be back in my green garden for the broadcast on Sunday. So, folks, enjoy the weekend. We'll be back. Until then, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.